Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Adulting with ADHD podcast, self-empowerment for people with ADHD. Hello, and welcome back to the Adulting with ADHD podcast. As we usher in the new year, today's episode is aptly titled, New Year, Old Me. I had a rough Christmas break. Not the worst. It could have been much worse. But in my immediate circle of family, we had so many illnesses resulting in so many change plans, transportation hurdles, sleep disturbances, and more. Yet, miraculously, we were all safe and together in the end. But it led me to completely rethink my first episode coming into the new year. This is all I can think about, just how spectacularly everything fell apart. So yeah, the ADHD struggle can intensify, especially around the new year, a time culturally synonymous with transformation and new beginnings. Yet for many of us, it's not about becoming a new person at all, but rather navigating the world as we are, and with all of our unique challenges and strengths. It's about striving to survive and staying true to ourselves when the world expects us to thrive and transform. What did I do when the sky was falling? Here's a few things. I took some notes because I do think it's valuable to show what it looks like. So yeah, I kept it simple. Simplifying your life can be a powerful strategy for ADHD. We can get overwhelmed by the complexity of tasks. And as much as I like getting into the spirit and, you know, making food and crafts and having fun, I only enjoy it if it's low stakes enough that if it doesn't follow through, it's okay. And so that's where I come at everything from. Unless, of course, it's like really important parental stuff or job stuff, you know, that kind of stuff. But as far as just enjoying the holidays, yeah, I had a nice Christmas dinner plan, but like I kept it super easy, like lasagna, salad, bread. That way, no matter what happens, you can get as fancy or as easy as you want. I like having that kind of flexibility. Another thing I did was ask for help. For me, that was asking. It's not that I needed anyone to do anything, but I did have to put a boundary down and say, hey, I'm ill today. I cannot make Christmas dinner. And we had to postpone Christmas dinner by a day. And guess what? Everybody was fine. It was not the end of the world. There's strength in acknowledging that. And that's a way of asking for help that's a little off the beaten path. Usually when you hear people asking for help, they're asking people to do things. But in this case, it was just space. Give me the space to get better. That's all the help I want. And sure enough, I got to do that. And it was great. Interestingly, the whole reason I had Christmas dinner as my job is because the person who was doing it, we were going to do it together, that person got sick. And it just happens. It just happens. Yeah. Obviously, I prioritize rest. Sleep and rest, they're not just physical necessities. They are crucial to mental health, especially when you have ADHD. And it all goes back to setting those boundaries, allowing yourself time to recharge, which can really improve focus and productivity. But yeah, I regret nothing. I basically just said, I can't do this. And I was right, and I didn't. Once I emerged I had the flu. So after being in the bed for a full day of just being completely helpless, I did get into a point where I was able to establish what I call minimum viable morning routine, which is basically like no matter what happens to you that day, no matter what you do in a day, you commit to doing a very simple set of things, which can include, in my case, it's taking my medicine, brushing my teeth, wearing clean clothes. It's the bare minimum you can do to set the tone for the day. You could even take a break after, but you have to do this before you do anything else. I find that to be helpful, giving myself just like a minimum baseline. And I know that's not always going to work. If you're in a really deep funk, you may not be able to snap out of it and do these things, but it helps me to have that as a baseline goal. As we wrap up this episode, remember, it's okay to be the old you in the new year. Embracing and understanding your ADHD can lead to a more authentic and fulfilling life. It's not about changing who you are, but learning to navigate life with the tools and strategies that work best for you. And so now over to you. I would love to hear how you manage your ADHD during these times of societal pressure, like the new year. Share your stories and tips at contact@adultingwithadhd.com. Let me know how spectacularly your break fell apart. And if you find value in our discussions, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And that's it for today. I'm keeping it short. Like I mentioned, I'm sick, but I did want to hop on and say hi and do an episode. And until next time, happy adulting.